Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. Ben Maller Radio Show, podcast format, this hour of Football Power Hour. Do you believe Russell Wilson when he says he never asked for a trade? I think you know my answer on this. We also have lame jokes of the week. That was a lame joke. That was like an opening lame joke from the Seahawks quarterback. That and much more. It's coming your way right now in hour number three. Call them the Spinhawks. Yeah, that's their name. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we go chasing rainbows coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the magic radio box, the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Good to have you alongside. We'll do something a little different here. Get away from the NBA because it's always football season. It's always football season at Fox Sports Radio. Keeps the lights on in these parts. So our lead does come from the National Football League and specifically the curious case of Russell Wilson's status in Seattle. The Seahawks having some workouts this week. And for a while now, we've had rampant speculation. This goes back many months, all the way back to February. Speculation fueled by Russell Wilson that he was unhappy and disappointed with the Seahawks and wanted to leave the Pacific Northwest. Well, on Thursday, Russell Wilson went up to the dais and answered media questions, and he was singing a much different melody, much different tune here from Russell Wilson. Now, if you didn't hear the comments, maybe you missed it. Russell Wilson has changed his song sheet. And he was crowing and celebrating and braggadocious about the Seahawks. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. The first soundbite here, Russ wants you to know, in case you forgot, he's a winner. He's a winner. Right, Russ?
Unfortunately, it got a little, little bit blown out of proportion a little bit. I think that my ultimate goal is to win. You know, I get paid to win. I get paid to find a way. I get paid to for us to be able to make a play, you know, continue to find ways to win. And we've done a lot of that over the years. And, the mission is to continue to do the same, but do a little bit more.
Do it more. You got to do it more. All right, here's more from Russell Wilson here. And this is the one, the next two are the money soundbites. He claims he never actually requested a trade.
In terms of the trade talks, I think anytime you play professional sports, there's always a possibility of something happen, right? And I think that's just the reality. I think that there's a lot of teams out there that people were saying that I was going to or would go to. I requested a trade. I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. And the reality is, I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that. And I think that's just a reality. but I think at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here and I'm here to win. I'm here to win it all.
See, that was the talking point, and he had to go back to that. I'm a winner, and I want to win, and I'm a winner, and I'm going to win. All right, here's one more from Russell Wilson. Now, remember, this all played out on Fox Sports Radio. It was an interview on the Dan Patrick Show when Russell Wilson absolutely went down Trade Avenue. But here's Russ blaming Dan Patrick for the situation.
First of all, I was supposed to go on Dan Patrick Show for Man of the Year. And that had gotten booked like 2 weeks before or a week and a half before. So I was going on that show to go do that and talk about that. And I was really excited about it. And then, I got asked some, tough questions along the way. I think it got a little bit blown out of proportion, unfortunately.
Yeah. Blame the media, blowing it out of proportion. Yeah. Starting quarterback in the NFL goes on radio and pretty much asks for a trade. That's blowing. No.
Go Hawks.
Yes, and take Russ with you. All right, so the question, as we discuss, do you believe Russell Wilson when he says he never requested a trade? Of course not. We're shaking our head no on this. I've got eyeballs, political class, and trifecta, and we will connect all of these things together. Now, first of all, you knew Russell Wilson had to imagine this question was going to be asked. It, much like we talked about the other day, Garrett Cole, the Yankee pitcher, who seemed like he was blindsided by the most obvious question you could possibly be asked about him cheating when everyone assumes he's the number one cheater in baseball pitching right now. So Russell Wilson, knowing that this was the storyline before Deshaun Watson became a pervert, an alleged pervert, and Aaron Rodgers had his fallout in Green Bay, it was all about Russ. Russ dominated the headlines in the football world. And so he was prepared. He knew this question was coming. He was prepared for it. He gave what he attempted was a canned, polished answer. But that being said, when he answered the question, he actually ended up giving some clues that he was not being truthful. Now, I heard the interview. We played the sound back when he was on the Dan Patrick Show back in February, and this whole thing went down. But what were the clues? I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. So we had a couple of dead giveaways. So there's a couple things here. The ums, uhs, and you knows, and the awkward laugh. Linguists tell us that the word serves as a filler for when you're scrambling to remember a piece of information, like a lie or spin your PR person told you to say. The other revealing part of this was following the eyeballs. Being an amateur body language expert, here's the inside skinny. So at the start of the news conference, you can't see this because we're on radio, but Russell Wilson kept into the right. Now, why does that matter? Well, right-handed people usually look up to their right when they're not telling. Things that make you go, But wait, there's more. Then Russell Wilson's eyes, after looking up and to the right regularly, started darting back and forth. And we often reference our guidebook to spotting lies, and that tells us that people's eyes usually dart back and forth when they feel uncomfortable. Not that they're lying, but they're uncomfortable possibly because they're lying. Interesting. Now, secondly, Russell Wilson is guilty of absolutely gaslighting the 12s, the 12th man. This is right out of the political class. He had to go to the Redskins, the former Redskins, the Washington football team, whatever their name is. Gaslighting is politicians. Activity, right? That's things that politicians do. When you claim one thing and the opposite happened, it's like Mr. Unlimited going on Fox Sports Radio with Dan Patrick and cryptically tossing out interest in a trade. A few days later, the story's got legs. His agent then messages Adam Schefter. Russell Wilson's agent then sends Schefter a story saying, well, Russ would consider a trade to only four teams, the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears. And then you come back after all of that and deny that any of this ever formally happened. Right? The Seahawk fan, they are deliberately and systematically being fed false information by Russell Wilson. I know it's sports, so who cares? Russell Wilson knows that the Lemmings, the people that are the biggest diehard Seattle fan, are hardwired to believe and dismiss everything negative. They'll dismiss everything negative and believe everything Russell Wilson says. He's got his own amen corner in the 12th man there in Seattle. Final thought. So Russell Wilson was testing the waters. I think we'll phrase it that way. The Seahawks refused to play ball and trade his ass, and so he is attempting to unring the bell, right? We mentioned the political terminology, gaslighting, doing something and then claiming the opposite actually happened. Well, on this one, he hit the trifecta, hoodwinking, bamboozling, and hornswoggling. The media, the fans, people questioning what they heard. It is scientifically proven. Impossible. You can't unpeel the orange. And what happened here is Russell Wilson simply misplayed his hand. Pete Carroll ignored the request. He said, I'm not doing it. We're not getting rid of you. My old ass is going to stay here, and so are you. And so rather than deal with the fallout, Russell Wilson is going to make-believe land. He's taking the trolley to make-believe land. And we have a no-return policy, right? All sales are final. And when you go on a radio show and tell Dan Patrick that you're thinking you might be traded, you're certainly sending out the vibe there. It's amusing that he implied that Dan Patrick's tough questions were the issue. I mean, you think, now Dan's been around for a long time, but does anyone think that that is where you go to be in the flamethrower? Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm sleeping when Dan's on the air. I don't know. But it seems like Mr. Unlimited enjoys softball more than hardball. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to take part, we'll take your phone calls. And if you want to get in, the lines are open at 877-99 on Fox if you have something to say as we end the work week here on a Friday. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller if you would like to be part of the festivities. So we have an NFL player who has been nicknamed after pasta. Nicknamed after pasta. What is that all about? We also have lame jokes of the week and everyone's number one baseball fan. It's a lot of content. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Mr. Unlimited. You got to be unlimited.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites in the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Feel for
We still don't know what he was trying to say there. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Got an NFL player nicknamed after a pasta and everyone's favorite fan. The flavor of the week, the fan of the week. We'll get to that coming up in a couple of minutes. Look forward to it. Let's say hello to Milkman Mike, who's in Colorado, and he is up next. Hello, Milkman Mike.
Hey, good morning, Ben and crew. First off, I want to give a shout-out to Philly Rob. Rest in peace, my brother. When I got to be listening to the radio show and started interacting on Twitter, he was one of the first ones to reach out, start liking my tweets and talking to me. And I remember that when my mother was in hospice, he was one of the first ones to reach out with some condolences. So rest in peace, my friend. Wanted to give a quick call. I am still banned on Twitter from a response to a tweet from February. And I cannot get them to lift my ban. They have now permanently banned me because I responded to one of Just Josh's tweets.
Wait, you got banned. That's risky behavior if you respond to Just Josh's tweets. That's Russian roulette. What did you say?
Well, I don't know if I should quote the tweet.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Because we're on the radio, so you can't say, listen, I don't work for Twitter. I have a love-hate relationship with it. I'm on there for work. I'm not on there that much. But I do know we've had many listeners that have been banned from Twitter, and they all of a sudden pop back up with a different account. So there's got to be a way there you can figure that out. I'm from what I understand, there's plenty of workarounds. Not that you should do that, though. That would be wrong, Milkman Mike. That would be inappropriate. But if they're going to go fire and brimstone, then, you know, you can fight back.
Oh, yeah, I'm more willing to bring down the wrath of God on telling them. But what I really wanted to see was if Judge Josh would be willing to contact me via my email.
Now, okay.
I emailed you guys jokes.
If he wants to reach out, I will forward that information. But this is probably not the forum for that. I'd like to think there's some other people listening. Not many, but some other people listening. So the NFL player nicknamed after pasta. It's a quarterback in the NFL who's picked up this nickname after a pasta dish. I want to take a guess. Which quarterback who maybe starting this season is named after an iconic pasta dish. You got a guess? You got an answer? All right.
I remember you used to talk about Noodle Arm.
Well, of course, yes. Noodle Arm's a great nickname. We use that for a lot of different quarterbacks. Well, that was Peyton Manning was Noodle Arm at the end there. He was Peyton Manning Noodle Arm at the end. Drew Brees had a Noodle Arm. He was throwing up Fettuccine Alfredo there at the end also. The answer here, Eddie, this player, I'll give you the pasta dish, okay? See if you can get it. All right, this should be easy. Quarterback in the NFL, nicknamed Mac and Cheese.
Mac Jones?
That is correct. Mac Jones of the New England Patriots. Now, Cam Newton. Cam's not very good at playing quarterback anymore, but he is good at giving out nicknames. That's his thing. That's his mishigas. He likes to give out nicknames, and he has revealed that Mac Jones' nickname is Mac and Cheese. That's not a bad nickname. I'm guessing, though, somewhere along the way, Mac Jones, when he was in school, whether it's high school, junior high, elementary school, I bet you they called him Mac and Cheese. If he went by Mac as his name back then, I don't think Mac's his actual name, but you got to think he got called Mac and Cheese, right?
Or if he was fat, call him Big Mac.
Big Mac. There you go. Big Mac. You could do that. There's a lot of plays. Like, I'm
Michael.
Ben.
His first name is Michael.
So when I was in school, it was Bend Over. That was the big. And there was a dog named Benji. Yeah, that. And there was a certain product, Eddie, that they sell that relieves pain when you have, like, a pulled muscle.
Oh, there was an NFL player who had that name.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. What? How did they goof on you, Eddie, when you were in school? What names did they call you?
Eddie Spaghetti. Your meatballs are ready.
Eddie Spaghetti. I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
Eddie Spaghetti.
That's old school, Coop.
That's old school, funny. I've not heard that in a long time. Roberto, did you get goofed on when you were in school?
Yeah, I don't remember the names, though.
You don't remember? No. You blocked them out?
Yeah. Okay.
So it wasn't that traumatic for you?
Nah.
I got you. Coop, you clearly had something happen in junior high school.
Yeah, we haven't found out what that was. It got him banned.
People were asking me, why didn't you ask Coop what he did to get thrown out of school? You know, that kind of
thing. It wasn't any one incident.
Accumulation of poor behavior.
Well, they told me it was a combination of grades and behavior, which, I mean, look, it was a Catholic school, and so they were super strict. My worst grade that I had was a D in math, and they're like, oh, you're making our school look bad. And then I talked a lot. I talked all the time. During class, I would get, like, infractions.
Same here.
And then the infractions would compound, and then I would get after-school detention, and I would still do it, so then I would get Saturday detention, and I guess they just had enough of that. As far as, like, yeah, I mean, I got, like, I can't remember any, like, they weren't all that creative, because I can't remember any names, but I definitely, you know, got bullied, because, you know, I was Mr. Hotshot Actor, thought he was so cool.
Did they do the liar, liar jokes to you?
All the time. Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. The claws.
Yeah. Annoying kids. Terrible. All right. Anyway, Mac Jones, Mac and Cheese. Cam Newton better hope he plays like Mac and Cheese. That way he doesn't have to worry about losing his job there with the Patriots, if that's the case. Well, he probably doesn't have to anyway. Right, let's go back to the phones. Yeah, Bill Belichick. You think Belichick's going to play a rookie? That would be a shocker. You'd have to see a therapist, a shrink for that. Charlie is in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
Homosexual.
The Clippers are having their troubles on the road. I'm Ben Maller.
Well, that's actually not the soundbite. That's inappropriate, what you just said. Bad job by you.
Hey, speaking of bad jobs, that's a great fourth quarter by your boy there. Kawhi Leonard's getting outplayed by Donovan Spider-Man Mitchell. Ty Lue's getting outcoached by William Dafoe. Like, the Green Goblin, how are you going to overcome that, man? It's amount of wads. Hey, but you know what? They say nothing can stop the claw, but obviously for Kawhi Leonard, it's like fourth quarter high-pressure situations. That's pretty capable of stopping that right away.
That's a good take, Charlie.
No one can stop the claw.
Didn't just win a game seven. But that's a good take. That's a good try. You're trying to talk
some
trash.
About,
I know you're still,
here and now,
you're still bitter. You're still broken. I understand. San Antonio will never be good the rest of your life at basketball because Kawhi left. I get it. I understand. I would be upset if I was you.
Well, we'll see. Because Kawhi Leonard's probably going to jump ship after this season anyways. You know,
yes.
I get to
the,
him,
the guy owns more real estate in Southern California than anyone I know, and he's going to leave his casa, his multiple casas, to go play in where? Where's he going to go? Philadelphia or you name it. He's going to the East
Seattle.
Coast? Come on.
Seattle, you know.
Yes. He's going to play for Seattle. He's going to play for Seattle. There's no team in Seattle next year. What's
hey,
wrong with
you? The rumor mill is starting to start.
Yeah,
to
the
like,
rumor
you know,
mill is there's going to be an expansion team. It's going to take like 3 years once they name the team and the cities. They're going to take. It's going to take many years to actually put the team in.
Yeah. Hey, but Ben, real quick, on a serious note, I know I come here and joke around a lot, but, you know, just, you know, my condolences to Phil Robbins' family. And I have to say this, like, the reason that I fell in love with this show in the first place years ago, like 2015, is because, you know, as, you know, I work overnight, we're a bunch of outcasts, we're a bunch of, you know, collection of misfits, but, and we do eat our own, but the thing that I fell in love with is, you know, not only the militia, but also the crew, y'all. In moments like this, it shows y'all at all have heart. And, you know, that's genuine. You can't find that anywhere. And it doesn't matter who it was. You know, whenever there's a tough situation, it's very, it's a big moment to see everyone rally together. And so, you know, just a shout out to everyone who does their best to do welfare checks and, you know, reach out to people they haven't heard, and even the people who are considered, you know, the bottom rung of society, we show them love like if they were, you know, any average person. So I do appreciate that, guys, and, you know, y'all keep up the good work. I just want to give, you know, my
answers. Well, thank you.
You know, take it easy, Ben. And I'm looking forward to burying your Clippers on Monday, so see you then.
Yeah. All right. And we see them bounce back here, and you'll be crickets. You know, call up. That's what happens. You know. All you guys with the Mavericks. Oh, man, Luka. Let me lick Luka's toes. Luka.
Yeah. Well, the Mavericks weren't a real team, though. We're being honest here.
Yeah, you said that now after the fact.
No.
But leading up to it, everyone was like, oh, Dallas.
The Jazz are a better team than the Mavericks.
It would have just been
like icing on the cake if they got eliminated in the first round. But we all knew that they weren't getting past the second round.
Well, the big question is LeBron going to be eliminated twice this year? Is the goon squad going to take down LeBron James in Space Jam? Inquiring minds would like to know. Now, meanwhile, we got to tip the cap here. My number one fan in baseball, a Red Sox fan. Did you see this? The cheating Astros in town taking on the Sox. And even though the Red Sox have employed a cheater themselves, Alex Cora, the Red Sox fans, this young kid looks, I'm not sure how old he is, looks to be somewhere around the age of 15, 14, 16, somewhere in that range, I would guesstimate, but I'm bad about that. So Bregman's before the game, and the Red Sox fan calls over to Alex Bregman, says, hey, I'd like to get a nice photo. And so Bregman comes over to take some photos with these fans. And the Red Sox fan in question here, right in front of Alex Bregman after
this
he's come over.
This video is so good.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have it? Can we play it? I don't even play it. But anyway, I'll just tell you what happened. So Bregman comes over to the net, the screening there at Fenway, to take photos like a nice guy, right? It's a nice act. You don't have to do that if you're a player. And the kid says, go bang on a barrel, you bum.
I don't want to follow you.
Go bang on a barrel, you bum.
Instant legend.
Wow.
Instant legend.
Man, Hall of Fame.
Oh, that is outstanding. Gotcha.
Wow, that's great, man.
All these guys from the cheating Astros are like, well, no, I'm not letting it affect me. I don't care. You know, I'm not worried about it at all. No, no, no. Oh, that was great. You know, that's the old bait and switch right there, right? Hey, yeah, I want to. You know, can I have a photo with you, Mr. Bregman? No, you're a bum. Oh, this is great. That is outstanding. Now, they won't do it because the Red Sox are a PC franchise, but if I was running the Red Sox, I'd have that kid out to throw out the first pitch at the next game. But you're out here. You're throwing out the first pitch. All right, anyway, good job by him. I don't know who that kid is, but I'm sure he'll be doing the rounds on Boston radio.
I don't want a photo with you.
That's great. Oh, that is so good. So wonderful. Good job by that fan. We need more fans like that kid.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple of big names maybe heading to the NBA. There is interest, according to reports, on Michigan head coach Juwan Howard, although he's saying right now that he wants to stay at his alma mater. And Penny Hardaway apparently getting interest as well from folks in the NBA, according to
reports. I know that our listeners in Orlando, the greater Orlando area there, want Penny Hardaway to be their coach. And I'm convinced that has nothing to do with the fact that Penny Hardaway can coach. It's just they like the name, and he used to be a player that played for the Magic. And he was there when the Magic were actually good. So that's why they won.
I'm sure you're right.
Maybe they can hire Little Penny. Like, you know,
I used to like Little Penny.
You were a fan of Little Penny?
Yeah.
That was a good marketing campaign.
It was.
Did a good job. All right, thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on, and we've got jokes. Lots and lots. And lots of jokes.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Lame week. Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners like yourself. We always put out this warning. If you are easily triggered, if you don't have a funny bone, I get it. I know that people like that. I'm not judging you, but this is not for you. We try to have fun. And these are not professionally written jokes. These are jokes sent in by people working in factories, driving trucks, people with insomnia that are up all night that love the show, and they send their jokes in. Care of Ben Maller Show at gmail.com. BenMallerShow@gmail.com. So here we go. Did you hear that Costco brought back free samples?
No, I didn't hear that. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, unfortunately, word reached Lizzo, and they are suspending them again for financial reasons. So it was short-lived. That's from James the Machinist in Minnesota, our buddy James. What do you call Lizzo's prejudice towards exercise?
I don't know. What do you call that?
Big a tree, Eddie. That's what you call it right there. That's a disposable horse napkins. What is Lizzo's advice for any up-and-coming star?
I don't know. What is her advice?
Stay hungry. All right. Did you know that while visiting the Suez Canal, Hayes actually bumped into Lizzo, our caller Hayes in Minnesota, and went to Panama?
No, I didn't know that. I think the Suez Canal's in Africa, actually. But that's okay.
Well,
it's the Panama
according
Canal.
To Just Josh, he said the Suez Canal. But I didn't write the joke.
It's in Egypt, anyway.
Shut the world's economy down for 2 weeks, Eddie. That was the punchline, Eddie, right there. 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just go with it, Eddie. Yeah, come on. As long as we're somewhat close. There is a canal in Panama, and there's a canal elsewhere. The Suez Canal. All right, anyway. What do the Lakers and a harmonica have in common?
The Lakers and a harmonica, what do they have in common?
Both involve sucking and blowing. So there you go. Swing it there. Why was it so difficult for the Clippers to get their team picture taken this year?
Well, I don't know. Why was that difficult?
Well, Paul George kept missing the shot. That was the problem. You play the laugh for that one, but not the Lakers joke. Okay, bias. That's from Just Josh again. Why was Kawhi's teammate nicknamed the Sweet Fart? Have nicknamed him the Sweet Fart.
I don't know. Why did they do that?
Because he's silent but deadly. That's why they call him the Sweet Fart. That's Inca Terror with that joke. What is the real reason Pepe Le Pew won't be in Space Jam 2?
What's the real reason?
Well, it turns out, according to the critics, this movie already stinks enough with LeBron James in it, so they don't need Pepe Le Pew. It's from Tom from Fullerton. We're going to get canceled. Why did LeBron James look so worn out in the Lakers' first-round loss?
I don't know. Why did he look worn out?
Instead of taking time to recuperate, his entire offseason was spent battling the Goon Squad. James the Machinist. Oh, another Laker joke. I see how this goes. All right, we'll keep it going. It's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners like yourself. What did Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred say when asked about the use of spider tack?
I don't know, but he slurred his words, I'm sure.
He said, it's a sticky situation, is what he said. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Why are many Major League pitchers seeking the services of Regina in Minnesota?
Oh, I don't know. Why are they doing that?
She's a spin rate expert, Eddie. That's
why. That's true.
Come on. That's obvious. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What is the rusty, hardened Roger Clemens defense Deshaun Watson will use?
I don't know. He misremembers or something?
His accusers misremembered what he said. Pressed for time, he asked them to beat the clock.
Uh-huh.
Chip from Maine. What is Deshaun Watson's favorite TV show?
I don't know.
Crank Yankers. Why did Deshaun Watson only schedule massages every other day?
Why is that?
Load management. That's Surfer Todd the comedian. That's with a wonderful joke. Good job by you. What's Lance Armstrong's favorite sports show?
I don't know.
Ballers, but he only watched one episode, Eddie. That's it. That's not right. Gordon in Tacoma. What did Will Craig say when he was named first baseman of the Pirates?
I don't know. What did he say?
He said, I guess I'm the error apparent. Is what I... All right. What do Logan Paul and anyone that paid to watch the fight have in common?
I don't know. What do they have in common?
They both have gotten held up by Floyd Mayweather Jr. That's Chip. Chip from Maine. All right. To support Big Ben, what is the Maller Militia motto?
I don't know. What's our motto?
Don't follow the herd. That's a hit right there. That's a Surfer Todd, a comedian. Coop, you got any jokes over there, Coopaloop?
Yeah, I got one here. Okay. Let me see here.
All right, take your time. I have some for you. I have one for Roberto I can send away there.
Why did Jeffrey Epstein fail English?
Yeah, I don't know.
He couldn't finish his sentences.
Wow. All right. Oh, timely Jeffrey Epstein joke. All right, let's pause for the cause. We'll have a long segment. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week continue for the rest of the hour.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You're always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show. Support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others. Join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And right back to the lame jokes we go. Why did Hayes in Minnesota take a break from calling the show, Eddie?
I don't know. He said he went to Panama.
No, he thought the Maller Militia was too unwashed. Dave from Mill Valley, California. Did you know Hollering James has a sleep disorder?
I thought he might, yeah. I didn't know it for sure, but it seems like there's an issue there.
Yeah, even Bill Cosby couldn't believe how quick he falls asleep. It's shocking. It's a Bill from Iowa. Why was Sir Scratchoff detained at the airport?
I don't know. Why was he detained?
Well, TSA said he had a ticking time bomb, but it turned out it was just his heart. Wow. Bill from Iowa. Yet again. Why did Sir Scratchoff spray deodorant in his mouth?
No, I don't know. Why did he do that?
He thought it would give him a sexy axe scent when he speaks, but that's an average Joe in Minnesota. What's the initial fallout from the Phylexis and Queen Roxanne feud, Eddie?
Oh, other than me muting Phylexis?
No, they both have their panties in a bunch. Yeah. Ironically enough, that's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What is Weedman's favorite part of Florida?
I don't know. What is his favorite part of Florida?
Well, of course, the panhandle. Come on.
I've heard some more details from our man Rob in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I see he's still begging. I get dragged into these things. These Nimrods tag me in this stuff, so I nonstop.
Rob pranked him. It was pretty good.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I got to check that
he
out.
He sent him someplace to get pick up some money, and he never sent the money.
Oh, no. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's outstanding. That was Chris in Des Moines who sent that one in. He also sent this one. Why did Weedman refuse to get an iPhone or other Apple products back in the day, Eddie?
Why is that?
He was never a fan of Jobs, you know. Chris in Des Moines again. Any jokes, Roberto? Coop,
I got from Aussie Momentum here.
All right.
My last one was from Aussie Momentum as well.
Okay.
What do you call a Mexican fighting a pedophile?
I don't know.
Alien versus Predator.
Wow. That's not right, man.
That's really funny.
All right. Anything, Coop?
What's the difference between a vacuum cleaner and Weed Man on a motorcycle?
I don't know.
The vacuum cleaner has the dirt bag on the inside. That's from Double O Mexican.
All right, what's Tammy's favorite cereal?
I don't know. What's your favorite cereal?
Apparently, according to Aussie Momentum, Cheery Hose. He's a big fan there. That's Aussie Momentum. Where does Hayes like to water ski?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, Eddie. That's easy. The Dead Sea. Come on. Just Josh. What was Spin Cycle Regina doing in Ohio recently?
I don't know. What was she doing there?
Yeah, but she was looking around for Dick and Dayton. She couldn't find him, though. I don't know what happened. That's Dave in Mill Valley. There you go. Kettering Banjo Society. Did you know that Hillbilly Mike had a pasta dinner the other night?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to drive the 25 miles to the restaurant, so he flew to Italy instead. There you go. Remember Hayes the other day, Eddie? He wanted some weed, so he went to Panama instead of driving a couple states over to get the weed. He went to Panama.
Yeah,
Coop, you got anything over there, Coop?
Yeah, I got one here.
All right.
What happens if Caitlyn Jenner goes missing?
I don't know.
They put her picture on cartons of Half and Half.
Wow. That's not right.
From Billy Bob in Michigan.
Billy Bob. All right. This is from Hillbilly Mike. Did you know that Blair in Maine has contacted Major League Baseball about a job?
I did not know
that.
No.
Yeah, he wants to produce sticky stuff for their baseball, so he's ready to go. Why isn't Blair allowed to pitch for his softball team anymore?
I don't know why.
He keeps getting his hand stuck to his junk, apparently. That's a big problem. That's just Josh there. Why did Blair feel rejected when he was enjoying some happy time there?
Why is that?
His hand fell asleep. It was a big mess. That's Ozzy Momentum again. Did you hear Blair got arrested last time he was on a flight?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, they charged him with hijacking. Ozzy Momentum again. What do you call a movie about Blair and his habit, Eddie?
I don't know. What do you call a movie about that?
A tear jerker. Why was Blair sad when he found out you could get paid for donating at the local sperm bank?
Why was he sad about that?
He realized he'd let millions of dollars slip through his hands, Eddie. He was devastated. That's a Stan.
Slip on his hands.
Stan, well, that depends. I don't know. Why is Coop not really that upset that the Lakers lost?
Oh, why is that?
Because the whole team went to pot, Eddie. That's why. Come on. That's Inca Terror. And how did Coop, Coopaloop come into existence?
How?
It's known as the Big Bong Theory. That's the disposable horse napkins.